Holly Walker, good morning.
Morena, Catherine, how are you?
I'm really well, thanks. You've been reading for us too, thank you. This is Ribeiro Beach, a memoir of life and near death. This is by Caroline Barron.
That's right, yes, Caroline's an Auckland writer and it is a memoir. It's a memoir of several different things. It's a motherhood memoir, it's a memoir about grief and trauma, and it's also an exploration of family history and whakapapa. So I think it will resonate differently with different readers depending on what they bring to it. So as you've mentioned, the kind of inciting event is that Caroline Barron almost died following the birth of her second child. She had a catastrophic hemorrhage in hospital and required 15 litres of blood transfusions. And just for context, the average adult has about 5 litres of blood circling in their body at any one time. So it was an absolutely massive trauma on her body that she went through at that time. And as she recovered from that, she found, I guess, that the shine was kind of gone for her life. And she talks quite freely about the fact that she had had a very privileged life up until that point, and indeed, you know, continues to have a fairly privileged life. But after this event, she really struggled to take joy in her children. She became very angry and volatile, and she had these recurring fears and visions that her children might grow up without her. I guess she was convinced that she could, having had that experience, you know, she might die at any moment. And I think contributing to that fear of imminent death was the second main thread of the book, which is that she set out on a quest to find out more about her father's birth family. Her father had been adopted and he'd died when she was quite young, at 20, and she'd never known very much about his birth family. So she set out to find out, and it's really those two things, the near-death experience and the family history exploration, that are the main subjects of this book.
And its quality, Holly?
It's a really compelling read. I found it, really compelling. I read it quite quickly. It was quite hard to put down. And she's a very evocative writer. And I think, depending on where the reader's coming from, they'll take different things from it. So, you know, people who are interested in family history will probably find the story quite compelling as she delves deeper and deeper into the archive. And she comes to terms not only with what she finds there. I guess she's very hopeful that she'll find something joyful to lift her out of this postnatal distress that she's experiencing. But instead, she actually discovers a history of trauma, mental illness, other types of illness. And also a major discovery is that her father, who had always presented as Pākehā, was in fact Māori, or had Māori whakapapa, meaning, of course, that so does Caroline Barron and so do her children. So there's a whole thread there, and I think, as a Pākehā person, I'm not best placed to comment on that aspect of it, except to say I think if any readers are in a similar position, you know, discovering some whakapapa Māori in their history that they perhaps didn't know about, this book would be very useful. Maybe where I engage with it more deeply is around the motherhood stuff, and I found it a really frank engagement with that intersection of motherhood and mental health. It's really honest and unsparing about that stuff, particularly around how a challenge to your mental health can affect your parenting, and she's very honest about that, which I really appreciated. In the end, she comes to terms with the idea that she in fact has got post-traumatic stress disorder and begins to get therapy for that, so it has quite a redemptive quality as it draws to a conclusion of that thread.
Thank you, Holly. Holly Walker has reviewed Ribeiro Beach, A Memoir of Life and Near Death by Caroline Barron. It's published by David Bateman Limited, $35 the price.